This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With two in three football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Okay, so we're literally just outside. As you can see, the City ground, it's finished here. Nottingham Forest 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2. Mate, Paul, Professor Paul, what are you thinking?
Probably a game neither team deserved to win. When you're 2-1 down away from home and then end up getting a draw, you're probably fairly pleased with that, because it's not an easy place to come, is it, here? So maybe most of us would have settled for a draw before kick-off. First half, there wasn't a lot to report on, was there, in terms of goal mouth action. Disappointing to concede right before half-time when someone who you don't expect to score a header in the six-yard box.
Do you think that because they were like so focused on Chris Wood?
Yeah, I was thinking that, because it was after a flurry of corners, wasn't it? And there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing around the goalkeeper. Maybe it distracted us, but overall, fairly happy with the point.
And Gaffer, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with what Paul said, really. I thought we just, like, contained them first off, you know, didn't really make many forward runs. I think you'd have took 0-0 at half-time, wouldn't he? But, you know...
It was 1-1 in the end, though.
Yeah, but he would have took 0-0, but... Just as Paul said, it's a good draw away from home against a team that's fighting for their lives, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Forest definitely are fighting for their lives. You know, the crowd are obviously up for it. You know, we were in the fan park before the game with a lot some Wolves fans and a lot of Forest fans, and they were like a bit nervous about it because it's we're home and hose really. And obviously they're fighting for their Premier League status, and they were basically saying they absolutely need to win this game. Yeah. Well, they haven't won it. Like you say, the first half, you know, it was, you know, there was a lot of footballers sloppiness from both sides, giving the ball away. Semedo, who I thought had a decent game, he gave that one ball away. They got in, they just passed the post. Then Forrest gave the ball away the other end, and, you know, I think it's Gomez nicks it up. It's headed off the line to Sarabia, who's missed an open goal from like 10 yards, you know.
He hit it with his right foot there, didn't he, I think?
They're professional footballers, aren't they?
Yeah, but he's so one-footed, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well...
It is a wand.
It is a wand, but it's not that foot. Watch his right foot. Then if his left foot's a wand...
That's for standing on.
It's a drain pipe, the left foot, the right foot then, or something like that. Anyway, you know, towards the end of the first half, Mateusz Kuna picks up the ball, I think, halfway in our half. He's literally ran past two or three players, run the ball up, took it to near the byline, turned them inside out, cut inside of two players and absolutely delivered
smashed it in the top corner.
I mean, that's got to be surely contender for goal of the season. What a goal.
Yeah, I can't wait to see a replay of that. And it just shows the value of attacking quickly with purpose and being really positive. I felt too much in the first half. It was worrying about keeping the ball and keeping them quiet than trying to hurt them.
Not taking players on.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we've missed with him in, you know, out the team injured, because that's what he gives us: intent, purpose, yeah. Pace, direct, and that's exactly what the game needed.
And how disappointing then, just after that, to concede that goal from the corner.
Yeah, I mean, you always talk about there's never a good time to concede, but just before half time, especially. Again, it's an avoidable goal, and I think if you look at the last goals that we have conceded against West Ham as well last week, those goals are avoidable, and that's what's frustrating, because if we'd have won today and taken something last week, we're probably still in the mix. At the moment, we're really just hanging on to the coattails. Three games at home, back-to-back now.
Arsenal, Bournemouth, yeah. Luton.
Yes, it's in that order as well, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, nobody's ruling it out, you know, of finishing maybe in the top eight, but, you know, it's a big ask now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a well big ask. I mean, Newcastle's had a big win as well today. Second half comes out, a bit scrappy again, and then, like, I don't know, it's a scrappy goal, their second goal. It sort of bounces around, yeah, and we don't clear it.
I couldn't quite work out what was going on there. It just came to one of their guys, and he put it into empty net, was it, I think?
Panic at the back, though, yeah. I thought.
Santiago gave the ball away, didn't he? Gave Mario a really soft pass when he could have took it on his chest.
And both goals, you know, both goals really were avoidable again.
Yeah, but, you know, you ain't going to not make a mistake in 90 minutes of football, are you?
No, well, that's true. But we responded. I thought Gary O'Neill made a change straight away, bringing Hugo Bueno on, bringing Wang on. Almost in the first attack after that, Wang's making a run. It's a shot. It's deflected out. It comes to a corner. The corner's floated over. Max Kilman heads it. The keeper sort of parried it. Then it bounces around and Mateus Kuhn has scored an absolute wonder goal, and then he scored a scrappy Sunday League goal.
They all count.
And then kind of like it's end to end after that, you know, we've made changes. We've brought on two academy kids, Chirua and Nathan Fraser, in the last 10 minutes. Forest have a few corners in success. We dealt with that. The guy next to me told me the dream that we were going to score a last-minute winner in about the second minute, he told me. And instead, you told me this dream. But we didn't. It's a 2-2 draw. I think probably a fair result. Yeah. A fair result overall. Paul, your Lee Moore Windows man of the match. Your Fox at Shippy performance rate and your moment of the day.
Lee Moore Windows man of the match, Mateus Cunha, has made the difference today, hasn't he, for us? Mentioned Semedo as well. I think he had a good game. Fox at Shipley, performance rating, I'd probably give it a 6. Not an easy place to come, but I do think we could have shown a bit more, especially in the first half today. Highlight of the day, if Forest do stay up, I'm going back to that fan park.
Oh, yeah.
Next season. It's a really good place for away fans to go, because it's a place where home and away fans can mix together. Good food, good drinks, good music. So if Forest do stay up, I recommend that for next season.
Well said. Over to you, mate. Same to you.
Same. Kuna and 6.5, perhaps. I don't know. 6, I think.
Moment of the day for you?
Kuna's goal. Wonderful. That's what you come to football matches for, isn't it? You know, to see things like that. It's fantastic.
It was an absolutely fantastic goal. You know, at the fan park, I have to agree, we had a good time there, and it was really great for him to invite us to come along, and, you know, we had enjoyed some nice food there and company. For me, my Lee Moore Windows man of the match, Kuhn has been brilliant. I thought Tommy Doyle had a good game again today. Semedo was great, apart from that one missed flash, really. But I've got to give it to Mateus Kuhn. I think the performance overall, we huffed and puffed at times, we were sloppy at times. We scored two goals, we missed 8 Nori. You know, we want to get those players that can run with the ball, they've got a bit of pace, and you can see what happens when we can. We're starting to get them back towards the end of the season, but I'm going to give it a 6. Moment of the day has to be the Mateus Kuhn goal. That's got to be up there for...
Can't wait to see it on telly.
Goal of the season. What an absolute quality, and that's what you want. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant quality. Anyway, leave your thoughts, in the comment section below. If you enjoyed the video, smash a like, subscribe, look out for the match vlog and everything else coming up with that. We'll have extra time on Sunday night as well. And until the next one, from Professor Fall, Gaffer and myself, always Wolves.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling,
let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.